Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the 8-Bit Show.
We're here.
Not there.
Well, we're...
We're somewhere.
We are there, wherever they're listening to us.
That's true. We're with them in their hearts.
Spirit.
Yeah. Aw. That's adorable. It's sweet. It's whatever.
It's audio.
It's the power of the internet.
The power of love.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to be Huey Lewis or the news?
I'd rather be Huey Lewis because then I at least know who I am.
Right. I always find it weird bands that do that.
Know who they are?
No. I mean, have like the front man, that's their name in the title of the band. And then the rest of the band, it's like a whole different entity. Like they're just not that important.
Well, I don't know. I was trying to think of a good reason. I don't know. He's the front man.
Yeah. Makes me think of that part in Josie and the Pussycats. You haven't seen it?
Not in like 20 years.
You need to watch it again. It's so good. I love it. how are you doing?
Pretty good. I'm ready for the weekend.
Me too.
It's gonna be busy.
Except, yeah, my weekend's gonna be filled with work. Oh my god. This is why I hate Windows 10. Okay, we're good. It always wants to update.
I know, and they take forever.
Well, not only that, it's like, I don't want to update that one. Well, now it'll be fine. I've been having issues with my server, and so I've been rebuilding it this entire week. Mm. Oh my god, it's been a task. But I'm doing it in a way that I should hopefully be able to learn more about, like, Windows systems management and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty cool, but it's taking a lot longer than I really, really wanted it to. So maybe I'll actually be able to update Windows 10 this time and not have it freak out on me like every time that I've updated, where it's just like all the network connectivity just like magically disappears. And it's like, it's a computer. You're supposed to have all the networking capabilities.
Like, yeah. Well, it's like mine. It forgot how to speaker.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah, that was weird. Well, didn't I not even do anything when I went over, right?
Nothing different than what I had been doing.
Yeah. But
whatever you did worked.
I don't think I really, it's like changed anything. It just started working.
Yeah. Just to make me look bad. Months it wasn't working and you wouldn't come over and fix it.
And then, not that I wouldn't. I'm just a bad friend. That's what it boils down to. But yeah. So how else have you been? What have you been up to?
Just the usual work life stuff. Mm-hmm. We watched the newest Spider-Man finally.
Did you like it?
I really liked it. It was good.
That's good. That's good. Did you like it more than the older ones? Did you like it more than Tobey Maguire?
Yes.
Did you like it more than Andrew Garfield?
He did a good job too.
See, okay, so I think what my opinion is between the two is I think Andrew Garfield was just as good. Mm-hmm. 100%. I might actually even prefer him a little bit more, but I think what Marvel does really well are the bad guys.
Yeah.
And that's the thing is that you look at, I mean, like a lot of people like Doc Ock, but he was all right, but I didn't really
care for him.
Yeah. I didn't really care for Venom.
Yeah, no, that was the franchise ruiner for me.
Yeah. And I mean, Green Goblin was okay until he put on the suit.
Yeah. I thought, what's his name? The Vulture?
Yeah.
Right. Michael Keaton did a really good job for him.
Yeah. Yeah. And like the who they decide to cast has been amazing. So I think overall it might be a better movie than even the Andrew Garfield ones. Definitely than Tobey Maguire. I'm sorry. I just don't. Was not a super fan of those.
No, and the fact that he looked like he was like 35.
Right. And then he got all emo'd out.
Yeah, that was dumb. I was like, why you gotta ruin Venom like that? But no, I really enjoyed it. I liked that he was a goofy kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And his friend reminded me of Michael Graham.
Yeah.
Like, so much. As soon as I saw him, and I was like, oh, it's just a brown Michael Graham.
That's good. What are good points of that movie? There's discussion topics for it that I can't think of now. What do you think about, spoiler alert, him joining the Avengers at the end?
Well, he kind of did in the beginning.
Yeah.
Baby steps.
Yeah, right. That was actually, I really like the end of that. The way that, what's his name? Iron Man's just kind of like, oh, yeah. It was all just dust.
Yeah, then Pepper comes in. What the hell? We need something big to tell them.
Yeah. That was good stuff.
We rewatched the first season of Stranger Things to get ready for season 2. It's out today. I'm very excited for that.
Mm-hmm. So how do you feel watching it the second time around?
It was just as good.
That's good. I was going to do that, but I clearly miscalculated things.
Oh, and you still could.
I can. It's only, I'm not going to want to.
8 episodes.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you feel like it was worth it going back and watching and seeing some extra things that maybe you didn't catch the first time around? Or do you feel like it was just as enjoyable, but you don't really get any necessarily benefit other than having it fresh in your mind?
For me, it was more of just the refresher. I don't know if I really like saw anything that I didn't see the first time around, but it was just as enjoyable.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
So you're gonna turn that on tonight, binge it until 3 o'clock in the morning?
Maybe. I don't know. Like I said, it's a busy day because there's that. I still wanted to rewatch Blade Runner so I could go see the new one.
Oh, you still haven't seen it?
No, but I want to see it in the theater, mm-hmm. like preferably. So I'm like, I need to do that this weekend. Then Mario Odyssey came out and Steamworld Dig in the middle of that. Hollow Knight went on sale.
Just everything.
A lot of stuff. I still got to do Borderlands.
Mm-hmm.
Just quit my job.
You should. I want to quit your job.
I have a week off in November, so I'll have some time to get caught up before I go to Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
And then a week off for Christmas/New Year.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully we'll see.
I want a week off.
Didn't you just have a week off not too long ago?
Yeah. But I'm really burned out again.
Yeah. Just take a leave of absence.
That would be really nice. But then, I don't know. Maybe one day. Maybe soon. Take a leave of absence and then come back and put in my 2 weeks.
That's kind of what I did. You took a month off and then I was there for...
You took a month off?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember now.
And yeah, that was a whole thing because I was like, I have 2 weeks of PTO I could use and I could just not get paid for the other two. Mm-hmm. And Mike was like, oh, you can't do that. Like, so you can only take the 2 weeks off. And somehow I still got paid for it and still had all my PTO.
Oh, really?
So I was like, I'll take it.
Right.
So I was there for 2 months after that. And then I was like, yeah, no, I still really hate every single day here. So I'm out.
I'm out. Awesome.
By the way, I still want my PTO paid out, which they did.
Wow. pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I think that was around the time where I think Terry must have been messing up on stuff because I kept like having like doctor's appointments and whatnot. And yeah, it was like, oh, look at that. I still have all my sick leave that I was going to use. So I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah. I ain't going to complain.
Mm-hmm. So what's your plan then for tonight? How are you going to attack this?
I don't know. Because like Stranger Things and Mario Odyssey, I have to do with Adrian.
Mm-hmm.
Steamroll Dig, I've been playing by myself while he's been doing it, like playing other stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Do like an hour of each?
Do you? You're not a multitasker, right? You just do one thing. Like if you're watching a television show,
a new show, I like to just watch it. But if it's like a rerun or something, mm-hmm. or like True Blood, I'll just like play something. Yeah, because I don't care about that anymore.
Yeah.
then I'll just like do other stuff while I'm watching that.
Yeah. Okay, that's fair. Yeah.
Like to read while I'm driving. Gotta know what happens in the Chamber of Secrets.
That day is gonna come when you can read and drive at the same time. Well, I guess you won't be driving technically.
Your car drives you.
Yep. I'm excited for that future.
Adrian drives me. He won't do that.
Well, dump him.
Gotta break up. I need a boyfriend who will do the driving. Which is so weird. A weird side. I've never dated a guy that didn't offer to drive when we went places. But Adrian absolutely hates it. Like anywhere we go, he's like, oh, you're driving, right?
Does he have driving anxiety, maybe? I don't know, because I definitely had that, like, for a long time. Because, and this probably goes back to, you know, when I was younger and stealing my parents' car. And getting into an accident.
That's fair.
Yeah. And so, I mean, it wasn't really until, I think really until, after I got my license and like, I was using Rianne's car a lot that like that started to finally go away. But I mean, I know people where that doesn't go away, you know?
I don't think so.
He just doesn't like driving.
He hates it. Because he's like, oh, I lived in Los Lunas, so I always had to drive like far for everything. And I'm like, well, you could have not lived in Los Lunas. And then that problem would have been solved. You could have not worked at the mall and drove into town for a 4-hour shift.
See, and you know what? Even if I'm like stuck in traffic on the freeway, I don't necessarily mind it. I don't know. I just don't get very angry at driving, I guess. So, I you know, I don't really dislike driving necessarily.
I prefer driving, like, if I'm by myself. I don't know. Like, having people in the car, I think, stresses me out more.
Oh, I see what you mean.
But I'm like, if anybody has driving anxiety, I think it would be me, because my car got hit, like, every 6 months for 3 years.
Right? Yeah.
That sucks.
Seriously. I don't know.
But I don't know how I'm going to end up dividing up the time. Just cut out sleep, I guess.
Yep. That's what you're going to have to do.
Yeah.
Either sleep or work, honestly.
I would prefer to cut out work.
Well, do it. Just start scheduling some random times off. Like, oh, I have a doctor's appointment this morning. I'm coming in 2 hours.
They don't even care. Late. They're like, oh, yeah, PTO, whatever.
Do they even keep track?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I have like 2 weeks.
Do you get?
I think I get 6 hours every pay period.
Oh, really? Wow. Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Yeah. Which I don't think I'm supposed to get that much, but again, I won't complain.
Right. Yeah, you'll find it. Find the time. I'm so excited to play Mario. I'm so sad that I haven't been able to even touch my copy yet. Ugh.
Just sitting in the mailbox.
Yep. Because I don't have a key.
That's so weird, because last week they said they would give you that.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. And I went in there and she's like, oh, it looks like we still need to put the lock on it. So,
what?
Yeah, because I guess they had to get it all new and everything. So,
yeah. Well, it's interesting that they're handling giving you the keys, because when at my old complex, one of the mailboxes got broken into, so they replaced all of them. Mm-hmm. We actually had to go to the post office to get them.
Huh.
But I don't know if that's just because they didn't want to deal with it.
Yeah, I don't know.
But yeah, the post office came out and replaced everything. And
Well, maybe it's different for like if somebody breaks into like one of those bin things, you know.
Maybe.
I don't know. I've never had any issue with a mailbox before, so.
It's all new.
Yep. So.
Your week. What did you play? What did you watch?
So I've been playing, what's it called again? The Fire and the Flood, right? Something like
the
that.
Flame
the Flame and the Flood. Yeah. I've been playing that. It's really, I really, really dig it. It's not easy. I guess, I was talking to you earlier today, I guess I realized that how I would describe it is, if you've ever played How to Survive, which is kind of like a zombie survival isometric view game. It's kind of that mixed with Oregon Trail, because you can die of so many various things, what it seems like anyways. So for instance, the first big death that I had, I was actually doing really good. I almost ran out of water, found some water. Then I almost started starving. Finally was able to get because I had food on me, but I didn't want to eat it because I knew that if I cooked it, you know, it would be
better,
more.
Yeah.
But I couldn't find, I can't remember what it was. There was something that I needed in order to make, a fire, and I just couldn't find any of it for a while. But I was finally able to do that. And then I'm like, okay, I'm starting to find items and maybe I can fix up my raft and, you know, maybe get an upgrade for it. Cause it's like one of the first missions is like, you're supposed to find, it's like a schematic for your raft.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that enables you have to get, I'm not 100% sure how it works. I think you have to get like these different parts for your raft, and then you can take them into one of the shops, the raft shops, and then you can get the schematic that technically applies. That's what applies it to your ship.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm starting to find parts for that and I'm like, okay, sweet. And then I run into the first animal that I've ever seen, and it was a boar, and I was like, okay, how do I attack it? And it just charges after me.
Oh, no.
And then, so I find out that I have no means to attack it at this point. Like that, you can't fight back.
Got noodly arms.
Yep. And so the only option you really have is to dash, which I didn't even know at the time that you could dash. I was like pressing all the buttons too, and I couldn't figure it out, but it's just a shoulder button. It's weird because when it takes you through the game, it doesn't really tell you anything until you come up onto that particular issue. So even though, like, I don't know if I could have dashed before that. But I assume you can. But anyways, so I'm bleeding and I'm trying to find anything that I can get to cure it. And you know, what's really cool is when you go into the menu and you have an ailment of any sort that's affecting you, it actually tells you how you can cure it.
Mm-hmm.
So then you can go into your menu and see, the list of items that are there, and you can find out what you need to create the item in order to cure whatever, is going on with you. So I had just used all the string and hook that I had to make clothes, which is what you need to, you know, just suture yourself up.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't do that, and I was like searching desperately for it. And the only other thing, I think that was the only option you have, or that I saw. So then I got a staph infection from not healing it fast enough. And so I was like looking for medicine and everything. I was like, seriously, just like skipping. So the way it works is that you're in one little area. There's usually like maybe a cabin, and like a little field area. And then, I think the most common thing that I come up against or come up to are like buses, like mm-hmm. empty buses. And it's just this little area, 'cause everything's been flooded. Right. So it's just these top parts of this land. So you pretty much find any items around that area. You hop back on your raft, you go to the next one. Mm-hmm. And that's all it is. But so it tells you when you come up to an island, what you can expect to find. So it'll say things like, there's clean water here, or what else? A good source for flint. Or they'll say there's always a lit fire here, or sometimes it'll say, there's not much to scavenger, something along those lines. So I was literally just going from one island to the next, and only if it was like, oh yeah, you can find some good stuff here, was I stopping. And I just couldn't find anything in time. I got sepsis and then I died shortly thereafter. Mm-hmm. I think I was like, oh, that's right, I got sepsis, and then I came up to a place that there were supposed to be good items around. And then I had my first encounter with a wolf.
He's like, oh, easy pickings.
Yeah. So like I saw it and I just like booked off. There's this cabin on the other side. And I was like, oh, maybe I can go inside and sleep and it'll be gone by the time I get out. And while I was asleep, I died.
So, at least you died peacefully.
I guess so. Well, I don't know if you'd call that peacefully. But that was really cool. I haven't started a new game. I guess there's two modes. There's a story mode, which is what I'm doing. I want to see how far I can get in that. But there's also an endless mode, and I just assume that's just survive as long as you can. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. It seems like it's just procedurally generated. It seems really random. You know, you're just going down the river, and it just decides, oh yeah, this area will now have these three stops here. What's frustrating is that a lot of the times the stops are all in one like close area next to each other, and sometimes it's hard to get from one to the other.
Okay.
But I want to, you want to stop as many as you possibly can. So yeah, but I guess that's kind of like the, oh yeah, you're going to miss something sometimes. Mm-hmm. But it looks like, I'm not 100% sure. It looks like you can upgrade your raft to be able to go back upstream. Again, I'm not sure, but you do get at least some control over it later on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll see if I ever get that far. It's not an easy game. But yeah, it is. The artwork's a little weird too. I don't know. I'm not really too big of a fan of it, but it's really fun. And, nice. And yeah, I think it's worth checking out. So
still want to pick up that one. Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yep. I don't know what else. I think that's pretty much it. Played a little bit of Overwatch. Played a little bit of Borderlands. Played a little bit of Mario.
Yeah.
Like Super Mario Bros. Yeah, no, I don't think I've even consumed any other media. I think that's pretty much been it.
Yeah, I think the only thing I really played was SteamWorld Dig 2. That's pretty much all I wanted to play all week. It picks up pretty much immediately after the first one ends. Mm-hmm. So you're the girl robot, and you're trying to find Rusty, who was who you played as in the first one.
Oh.
You wanted to play the first one, right?
Mm-hmm. It's okay. You can tell me the story. I'll forget. It's been a crazy week.
So the first one, you're playing as Rusty and you're like digging down and you have like little story things going on. Mm-hmm. But your ultimate goal, you get to like the robot underworld kind of. Ah. And then you fight this giant like AI Vectron. So he's trying to take over your body, or he offers to like help you, but he's really shady, so you don't want it. So then Rusty ends up destroying him, and then he goes missing. That's how the game ends.
Okay.
So you're playing as the girl that was in town, that was friends with him. So you're trying to find him, and you find this little wisp, and he frequently wants you to hurt yourself. That's interesting. Oh, there's this cliff. Let's go check it out. And you walk over there, and he's like, should go out a little further. Oh, you should jump and see what's out there. There's nothing out there.
You tried?
Yeah. So he just does dick stuff like that. Like, he wants you to blow stuff up. And he's like, oh, maybe you'll blow off some bits. Like, it's not a very good friend. But he's your map, so you gotta stick with him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just digging down now, and I got to the Vectron area, and it is a lot scarier than in the first game. Because they look kind of like gorillas, and they get possessed by these like electronic wisps. And then, so they're like the security guards, and they'll chase after you, and like they just crush everything in the way, so you can't even like outrun them. Mm-hmm. So you have to be very stealthy about how you dig around them and zoop across.
Sounds cool.
It's a lot of fun. There's some items, like, you don't get to put lamps however you want. Like, you don't have a stock of lamps that you could put up anywhere, and you can't build ladders in this one, but you get a hook shot, so that's pretty cool.
Ooh.
And I just got a grenade launcher.
Ooh, even better.
Which could be good, it could be bad.
Yeah, that's true.
And then there's new enemies, like there's little bats and these little birds. They're all annoying in their own way. And then there's like a death cult that, because there's these earthquakes going on, and everybody thinks that Rusty is behind it, possessed by Vectron. So you go to their temple to try and figure out what's going on. So there's these little like skeleton guys in robes trying to kill you because they want to bring about the end of the world.
There's always people like that.
Yeah.
So, were these wispy things, they weren't in the first game at all?
Not that I remember, but it was a long time ago that I played it. But, so yeah, they just float around, and like on their own, they don't really hurt you until they like explode, and then the explosion hurts you. Or they'll go into these like dead TVs, and then they like explode the screen.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
So it's so interesting.
Are you enjoying it just as much as the first?
Maybe a little bit more.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's a rare thing, I think.
I think it's a little bit faster paced than the first one, like story-wise. So you don't have to do like as much back and forth. Talk to this one person, go down and do something, and then go back and talk to one person. Like, there's still some of that, but for the most part, you can just explore around how you want.
Sounds fun. I really got to play that. Damn it.
I recommend it. I think it's only $20. Not too bad.
Yeah. Well, I'll probably get it when it's on some sort of sale, because who knows how long it'll take me to get to the first one.
I think that one's on Steam also.
I think so that's,
it might be on sale for one of them.
Look. Like I said, I swear that I have it. I really got to look that up. My Wii U is over there.
And
I think it's on the Wii U.
Probably, because I think they did the big bundle with that.
Yeah. I swear that I like the last time that I loaded it up that I actually saw the icon to it, and I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot about this.
I downloaded Picross, but I didn't start it.
For shame.
So I was like, oh, which one should I start first? And
then you got sucked in.
Yeah, it's sucked in. And then so I'll be playing that while Adrian's playing like Destiny or Overwatch. And then he'll finish his matches or whatever. And he's like, oh, do you want to play that on the TV? And I'm like, no, I'm fine. And he's like, oh, what's going on? And he's like trying to look over. And he's like, are you sure you don't want to play it on the TV? I'm like, no, I'm fine.
Does he not know? It sounds like he just wants to see it, right?
Yeah.
Does he not know how to ask you for that?
He doesn't know how to use his big boy words.
That's good.
Yeah. The little things. Yep.
Do you ever like just turn, tilt it away from him so he can see less? Like as he's trying to look over your shoulder?
I'm just like, oh, this is so cool. And he's like, oh, what's going on? And I'm like, oh, I don't want to ruin it.
Oh, you're mean.
Yeah.
I approve though.
So, yep, just that.
Nice, nice.
Mm-hmm. On to news.
On to news. Do you have news? It's been kind of a slow news week from what I've read.
I only have two little things, and I could just mush them together for the sake of time.
Yeah, it's okay. We got a bit of time, so.
The Kinect is officially dead.
Oh, that's right.
Discontinued. So if you were somebody who enjoyed that, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. And if you're everyone else on the planet,
you just go about your day.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think it was probably really cool for developers. You know, some of the technology in it was, they were doing some interesting stuff. I mean, you heard about people trying to make like tools for doctors and just really cool non-video game oriented stuff with the Kinect. And so, but on the plus side, if you're an aspiring developer that is looking into something like that, you might now be able to get them for a lot cheaper. So
yeah, the stores will be flooded with them.
Yep.
Which I think GameStop already was.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. From all the people who sold their yeah. Kinect when the new, what was it? The Xbox One came out. Because that one came with the Kinect. Like, there was no option.
Yeah, when it first came out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
And then Lego Dimensions is over also.
It's over? They're done. Not doing anymore? Mm-hmm. That's actually really sad because I know there's a lot of people who love the crap out of that.
I wanted to love it, but I didn't love having to buy all of them individually, which yeah. I mean, it's the same thing for like Disney Infinity or Skylanders, anything like that. Like you pay for each one. Mm-hmm. That's just something that I never could get behind. Mm-hmm. But some of the like the sets were really cool.
Yeah.
And I wanted to check them out. I guess now would be an optimal time to buy them on the cheap.
Yep. Yep. Well, yeah, too. I mean, I wonder if, cause I heard that not too long ago, there's like big sales going on for them mm-hmm. where you'd be able to just pick up like a bunch of the sets for really cheap, like pretty much like a handful of them for like the cost of one.
Well, I know because they had like cycles
yeah.
for each one. So when a new set was coming out or a new batch was coming out that the previous one would get like, yeah, like super discounted. Mm-hmm. So
that's sad, but I guess all things must come to an end, right?
Yeah. Well, it's even like Amiibos now. You see a lot of them for like $4.99 or like yeah. $6.99.
Did they say why? Is it just?
Let's see. Off the top of my head, I don't remember. Slow sales of toy sets coupled with grueling endless development cycle led to the abandonment of plans for the third season of content.
Hmm. Well, boo worms.
Yeah.
That's the way the cookie crumbles, folks. So news wise, I don't have a whole lot, but so Final Fantasy 12 re-release. Past 1 million sales.
I'm one of those sales.
That's pretty impressive, I gotta say.
Yeah.
So congratulations to them. Good old games. Their Halloween sale has something that I'm probably gonna fall for because it's just perfect timing. If you spend $1,500 or more, Good Old Games will throw in Tales from the Borderlands.
So if you spend $15 or $1,500?
$15. Oh, okay. Did I say 100?
I don't know.
No,
I was like, I don't 15. Know that's really worth it, but I guess.
1-5.
That is worth it. That game was really good.
Yeah, I don't think I played any of it at all. NVIDIA, for your PC gamers out there, the 1070 Ti, it's coming out next week. I think on the 2nd, November 2nd is when it's coming out. This thing is going to sit in between the 1070 and the 1080, obviously. But what's really cool about it is it's only going to cost $450. So you will actually be getting an incredibly good graphics card for a really good price.
Nice.
Whereas I think the 1080 is still going for like $900. So, so if you're kind of on the edge, not knowing to go whether the 1070 or the 1080, and you're looking to upgrade your graphics card, well, just hold out until the 1070 Ti, and I think you'll be set.
Can I apply my 25 Amazon dollars towards this?
You might be able to.
Nice. That's the deal maker there.
Amazon does sell NVIDIA graphics cards, so. And I don't think that they've been hard hit by. I'm pretty sure that it's only the AMD cards. There's some technology in them that makes them really good for the Bitcoin mining. I don't know if it's just the price or if it's that technology that's keeping the NVIDIA graphics card from not seeing that as bad.
Are the Bitcoins still in decline?
They fluctuate like crazy.
Okay.
If you look at like the overall trend of them, they're still going up. But I mean, you can't look at them like the normal, any sort of market, because like from day to day, even sometimes week to week, they'll be like crazy up 1 week and then crazy down the next week. You have to look at them at a much larger scale, apparently. But from what I hear is that it keeps climbing at such a crazy rate that they're expecting it's going to be a bubble that bursts at some point. So
we got to invent our own.
Apparently, there's a lot of like markets, money markets, right? They're not allowing any more currencies in them, any of these digital currencies anymore. Mm-hmm. But there's some crazy ones. What's it on a Mysterious Universe?
Yeah, I think they had a whole discussion about it
with the sand coin, right? Yeah. Is that what it was?
When he's talking about all the doubloons.
Yeah. Oh man. So, yeah, try to grab those if you're looking. So this is cool. So who does DC stuff? It's WB, right? Yeah, WB. They it's from Cartoon Network, from Justice League Action. It's a short that they put out. You can go watch it on YouTube. It's pretty much Mark Hamill getting kidnapped by the Joker.
Oh, this one where he does the voice of like four different characters, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Adrian was watching that last night and I was like, what is going on? Because this is all Mark Hamill.
Yeah. It's really, really cool. It's a fun little ride. Is that just part of the episode or is that all that it is? Do you know?
I'm not sure, honestly.
I want to say it's just a little short that they put out, but yeah, it's really funny. Go watch it. Won't spoil it for you. And the last little bit, we kind of talked about this last week with the demonetization YouTube stuff. Mm-hmm. So it looks like YouTube is going to try to fix some of that. They're putting some sort of update out that's going to demonetize 30% less people than it was before. And I don't remember who I was talking to, but there's been a few YouTubers who apparently, you know, they're not necessarily doing anything wrong. They're doing family friendly content. Everything's fine, but they're still getting demonetized. So I think that's what this is trying to address. I don't know, but at least they're working on it. So
I don't know. I don't watch very much stuff on YouTube.
Yeah, I do. I watch a lot. Pretty much every night, I watch a little bit of YouTube. A lot of cracked videos. I love those guys. They're great. They just point out like ridiculous stuff.
The only one that I really watch regularly is like Dunkey videos.
Oh yeah. He's really good.
Even like old ones, I'll just rewatch them. Mm-hmm. They're so funny.
You're right. Did you see the one where he's talking about animation?
And how crappy he was.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good stuff. He's good. I enjoy his videos. What was it? Oh, the last crack video that I watched, I think it was last night. They discovered that there's a vampire family in Hollywood. and they're kind of flaunting it in our face because they play vampires in their shows and movies that they're in.
Okay.
You gotta watch it. It's all about the, what's her name? Skarsgård.
Oh yeah.
So I only thought that there were two of them in Hollywood, just the dad and the one that plays it. But then there's like three other brothers.
The main guy in True Blood.
Yeah.
And then their brother is one of the main characters for Vikings.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, the dad has been in a bunch of movies. And then the youngest one was Pennywise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they're going over like all of this. There's so many of them. I think they've actually that family consists of 9 siblings.
Jeez.
Right?
They're like the Baldwins.
Yeah, that's actually that's what they said. I think it's either the Baldwins or
what not did they say? Fat and crappy.
Yeah. Was it the Baldwins or was it the, oh, I don't remember. I think it was the Baldwins. But yeah, it was good stuff. So you should check that out.
That seems worthwhile.
Yeah. Some of their videos are kind of like, eh, but some of them just make me, I love their conspiracy theory videos that they put out every now and then where they just,
that seems like something I would be into.
Yeah. They just make up these crazy things and you're just like, eh, well, yeah, there's this evidence for it, but they, no, it's, that's not what's going on, but it certainly could look that way. So yeah.
Speaking of conspiracy theories, I don't remember what Adrian was talking about, but it was something with Mark Zuckerberg, right? That's the Facebook guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling him how people think that he's a reptilian. And he was like, what are you talking about? So I had to like explain this whole thing to him. And he was like, I've never heard that at all. Like, it's out there.
Welcome to the world of conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
That gets even stranger.
Yeah.
Did you tell him about the undergroundness of it all? Like how they actually live underground?
No.
You didn't want to blow his mind too much?
He gets very lost on stuff like that. Like even trying to explain like stuff from Mysterious Universe.
Mm-hmm.
He just looks at me like dead-eyed. And I'm like, okay. Obviously, we're on different pages about this.
Oh, man. Lizard people, Illuminati, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
I like it just to laugh at.
Yeah.
But sometimes it legitimately scares me that people like go crazy about this stuff. You know, there's what was I watching? I was watching something because Trump released all the JFK assassination stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, he didn't actually do it. It just turned out that it happened during his presidency.
Yeah.
But they were kind of taking a look at just, you know, the weird incidences around it. And this video that I was watching, I don't think it was from Cracked, but they were talking about how there's this guy who he was some sort of state official or something, but he like legitimately said, like actually told the public that Kennedy was assassinated by the Illuminati, I think is what it boiled down to.
Hmm.
Yeah. This was like way before the whole Illuminati crap going on. Right.
Yeah.
And then I think most recently he had put out some books is what they said, but it's just like, there's some crazy shit out there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think they were going over all the different weird conspiracy theories of surrounding his death. Like apparently there's a conspiracy theory that says that Jackie O even killed him. Like, yeah. This is the dumbest thing in the world. It's like,
you can't see my squinty eyes.
It's crazy. So yeah, if you don't know about conspiracy theories, there's something to check out.
There's a whole internet full of them.
Yeah. People are dumb. I mean, and some of them can be legit. Like, there are definitely conspiracy theories out there where, like, that's creepy and totally within the realm of possibility. And I'm not talking about lizard people here.
Or, are you sure?
Or chemtrails.
Billy Corgan saw someone change in front of him.
Oh, God. What's that guy?
He won't say who, but he saw it.
Right? Yeah. I mean, but that's the thing. It's like, there's a lot of conspiracy theories where they're not trying to be like the crazy conspiracy theorists, but they're just kind of like, you know, hey, there's these questions that people have, and this is what it looks like if you're not answering these really easy questions to answer, like, just freaking answer them. And so I kind of understand, like, in those ones that are like more grounded, it's like, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I don't
know. Vaccines.
Vaccines, right? Oh my God. I'm going to get angry here.
There's no proof that they work.
There's, yeah, that's true. There's no proof that they work.
I can't even say that with a straight face.
I had like a 2-hour long argument with Ryan about vaccines. It was the worst.
I'm not wholly surprised, considering the source material. I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, it was something else. Yeah. So let's wrap up the show.
On that note,
you can clatch us
underground. Shapeshifting.
You can catch us at classicgamerbrain.com, facebook.com/.
Well, that was my part.
That's it.
/ 8-bit show or / CGB network. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. We have Twitters
at Frankie1029, at Zambot with an X.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that pretty much goes for us all across the internet, including Instagram. Steam. No, Steam, I think you can pull me up under Frankie1029. I think that's one of my nicknames. So
yeah, that's what it said.
Well, I changed my name on there, though.
I see.
That's not actually my username either. So, but yeah, I think that still works. Xbox. Not that I play that anymore.
Yeah.
And then on PlayStation, though.
I'm still mad about it. I don't know who stole my username. I've had the same username for every system ever, except goddamn PlayStation Network.
Yep.
And Zambot 3.
Have you tried it again recently? Mm-mm. See if maybe they deactivated their account?
No.
You should try it.
That's a lot of effort.
We'll see. It
Maybe.
Is. All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for listening. We'll catch you next week.
Woo!